Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is our middle show of the work week, and about 30 minutes from now, your chance to ask Amy anything. So send your questions to our show Twix at Amy After Hours or our Facebook page. And it's easy to find. All you got to do is search for it online. Also, our YouTube channel, our podcast is out there as well. By the way, we have a new channel on SiriusXM, 375. That's our new channel. Don't ask me why I didn't pick it. I know that 158 is now occupied by a different network, and we are sitting at 375 on SiriusXM. For those of you who have the app or you listen in your vehicles, 375, reprogram. 855-212-4227. Before we get to your questions for me, I've got one for you. If not Mike Tomlin, then who? Our last caller from Pittsburgh said, the majority of Steeler Nation wants a change in head coach because Mike Tomlin is not a winner. I mean, that's technically inaccurate. But I asked him, if not Mike Tomlin, then who? And his response was someone who wins. All right, well, by that he means someone who wins more than Mike Tomlin. Too bad Bill Belichick took the job at UNC because he wins more than Mike Tomlin, I suppose, technically. Mike McCarthy, does he win more than Mike Tomlin? He's available right now. Pete, who else is there?
Pete Carroll.
A proven winner, Pete Carroll. He's won a Super Bowl, as has Tomlin. He went to another Super Bowl, made a rough call at the end that could potentially have changed how that one played out. But Pete Carroll is also available. And boy, he can coach a pair of socks. He's pretty darn good at it. He's won at the college level as well as in the NFL. So Pete Carroll.
John Gruden.
Too bad Mike Vrabel's no longer available. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, of course, because Mike Vrabel won a couple of division titles and a few playoff games, but wasn't around long enough. And the Titans never challenged for a Super Bowl. I guess they were in the AFC Championship one time. One time, right? Was that when they got pounded by the Chiefs?
Yeah. Pounded by the Chiefs and other teams sounds pretty similar.
Right. So the field is not a large one. The pool is narrow. The list of candidates is short of guys who've won more than Mike Tomlin. So if not Mike Tomlin, then who? That's the question. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What about this season for the Steelers? They did have 10 wins, but they wrapped up with 5 losses in a row.
Certainly disappointing to be conducting this business today. But I don't view it as misfortune, to be quite honest with you. Particularly at this level, in this business and game, there's football justice. You get what you deserve. We're here for really tangible reasons, man. We didn't involve in the right ways. We didn't strike the right chords at the right time, particularly down the stretch. And so we've been eliminated from the single elimination tournament. For us, it's about assessing the reasons why. Do an assessment of every component of what it is we do here. in the manner in which we do it. But we're at the very infancy of that.
That's a word I haven't heard in a while or ever. Emphasy. I like it. They finished near the bottom in the NFL in passing yards, though they were middle of the road when it came to points that they scored per game. Now, remember, they started out, it was a lot of field goals. Then the offense had a great surge under Russell Wilson. They started scoring more points and touchdowns. But then at the end, running into some of the tougher defenses in the NFL, that dropped off. They were top 8 in defensive scoring, meaning how many points that defense gave up. Only 20 points per game on average. And they were near the top 10 in rushing yards. So there's a lot to like about what they did overall, including the 10 wins. But yeah, not the same level as the elite teams. Now remember, the Bengals might have a Super Bowl if not for the Chiefs, right? Just thinking big picture AFC, the Ravens might have another Super Bowl or Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson if not for the Chiefs. The Bills, they probably feel like they're in the same situation. These are some really, really good teams, but you don't operate in a vacuum. And I use this analogy a lot, but I'll go back to the Warriors and their dominance. Think about how many titles the Houston Rockets might have won or challenged for. What about the Thunder? What about some of the other teams in the West that had to run into the Warriors continually, the Lakers before that? It's not just about who you are and how you play. It's also about the teams at the time that are dominating. And before the Chiefs, it was the Patriots. Only one team can win. Only one team per conference can even end up in the Super Bowl. So it's also about what else is happening in the AFC North and in the greater AFC at large. Seriously, think about the Bills and this window that they've had open and how good they've been for the most of Josh Allen's tenure there. And yet they have not been to the Super Bowl. And in large part, that's because of the Chiefs. Not only the Chiefs, but in large part because of the Chiefs, but the Bengals too. 855-212-4227. Anthony is in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, Amy, I've been following this team since the middle 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And every coach has a shelf life. Art's father, Dan, had to go to four Super Bowl winning coach Chuck Knoll and tell him it was time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Tomlin has represented the city and the team very well. But, when you're down in your last five playoff games by 21 points in the first quarter, that's just unacceptable. And it's gotten stale, and it may be time to move on. And he knows that. He worked for Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy didn't win enough in Tampa, and he was asked to leave. So it just happened. 18 years is a long time.
Okay, so then if not Mike Tomlin, who?
Ben Johnson. I think the Steelers need to get more of a modern offense.
Okay.
And their offense right now is Neanderthal. He wants to win by defense and running game, while other teams are doing it by the air. Look at the Rams. They didn't have a first-round pick for like 8 years, but they drafted well. And they're competitive as can be. The Steelers are sitting at home.
Well, I just as a side note, Anthony, though, I would say the best teams right now that are still standing are the ones who run the ball. I mean, the Lions run the ball, right? The Ravens had 300 yards rushing against the Steelers last week. I'm sure you saw that. The Bills ran for over 200 yards last week. So right now, actually, the best teams, the teams that have the best chance to win the Super Bowl are the ones who run the ball.
Yeah, but if that's all you do, then you're not going to be around long. And the Steelers don't even do that very well anymore. I mean, if you look at their percentage in the run game, it's down at the bottom. And that's been for a while. So my critique is not, listen, Mike Tomlin has represented us. We love him here. But, the game, as he always likes to say, football is their game, but winning is the business. And they're not. He gets you enough regular season wins, but the focus is playoffs, and we're not winning enough there.
All right. So Ben Johnson, I think that's interesting. And I don't say this to be snarky about it at all. But if you're Ben Johnson and you have your pick of teams, which he may, he could have last year decided to stay with Detroit. So if he decides to move on, the issue, of course, is there are other teams out there who have dynamic young quarterbacks, or at least have quarterbacks that he can work with. It would be, now Steelers are an iconic franchise, so maybe that's the lure for him. But I would think coaches that are offensive minded, especially one like him, would want to go to a place where there is a quarterback, so he knows what he's got to work with.
Well, that's why the critique of Mike Tomlin is fair right now. All they had to do to keep Justin Fields, who was a ex-first-round pick from Ohio State, was tender him the fifth-year option, which would have been like $25 million. They didn't. Now they have no quarterback.
And so you think Justin Fields is the right guy for the job?
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
He needs more tutoring in the passing game, but he had 1,000-yard rushing when he was with Chicago and played pretty well.
I thought you just told me you didn't want a team that was primarily rushing.
No, it helps. When you look at the Jackson, when you look at the Baltimore, Jackson also had 40 touchdown passes.
You know, I got
and
you.
The run game.
But I got you. I certainly understand what you're saying, but you said you don't want an offense that runs. Well, that's what Justin Field that runs first. That's what Justin does best. The issues have been in the passing game, and there are people who don't think it's fixable.
Well, I think it's fixable.
Okay.
I've seen enough of him. He won four games. Matter of fact, he scored early in the season, yet they were cautious with him, but they were more representative. Then when that would happen, when you lose five in a row and you look pathetic doing it like Russell Wilson did, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Because I seem to remember from the beginning of the season that they were winning with their defense and their special teams, and that they weren't scoring a lot of touchdowns, that it was actually winning by field goals. They weren't great in the red zone. They weren't getting a lot of trips into the red zone. It was more about the run game and the defense.
We understand. They put the wraps on him. He couldn't audibleize. There were certain parts of the field they wouldn't allow him to throw. That's Tomlin's way. He wants to minimize mistakes. He thinks that helps. Mm-hmm. Well, it helped for a while, but now we're sitting at home.
All right. I appreciate your call, Anthony. Thanks so much. 855-212-4227. Doug is in Chicago. Doug, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm not sure why my screen's not working. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Amy. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver here in Chicago, big Bear fan, and we'll take Mike Tomlin any day of the week. Steeler Nation, if they want to get rid of him, or if Mike Tomlin decides it's time to go, we'll take him.
Yeah, he would have an instant impact, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we have that rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, that had a rough year with 68 sacks, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure Mike Tomlin can help tutor him or whatever, because we haven't had a coach here that knows how to groom a quarterback in years. So I think that Steeler Nation should be happy with what they got.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the deal, right, is the standards. And I agree with you. There are teams, not just the Bears, but I mentioned the Jets. That fan base would be delirious over Mike Tomlin. The Carolina Panthers fan base, though, I think they like Dave Canales. The Raiders fan base. I mean, there are some other really passionate fan bases out there that would do anything to have a Mike Tomlin. So, yeah, it is definitely about perspective. And also, what have you done for me lately?
I think Mike McCarthy is interviewing today here in Chicago, and we don't want him. I mean, he makes bad decision after bad decision, doesn't know how to run the time clock, doesn't do a lot of things, the little things that you have to do as a head coach.
Huh. All right. All about perspective. As I say, of course, the Bears fans are familiar with McCarthy and his winning ways in Green Bay. Doug, thanks so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Drive safely. Jerome is listening in Texas. I'm not sure what's going on with this touchscreen, but it's not actually working. So, Jerome, Pete has put you up. Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm going to take up for Tomlin. First of all, let's look at reality. If we let this man go in 30 seconds, he'll be gone someplace else and he'll make more money.
That's true.
The reality of it is I love Pittsburgh. It's iconic. But the reality of it is also the Chiefs. You know what I mean? They don't like to spend a lot of money. But also people have to look at the fact is, if you're always winning, you can't get the best picks. So he does more with less, and a lot of coaches can't do that. So my thing is, these people have to look at, when they're sitting there complaining, when you ask the perfect question is, okay, who else would you get? Half of them can't answer it. The reality is, people just want to keep complaining about a man that you really should not complain about, because he is pretty much consistent. He makes do with what he has. You know what I mean? If you give him an even better quarterback, he probably could do a better job. He did one with Ben. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is we can't ever get a good quarterback because what? We don't lose. So if we did lose, you'll complain that we're losing too much to finally get a good pick. The average pick that we get the last few years is starting at 19 and 20. Otherwise, we don't get anything lower than that. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. two, how much do we have to trade with? You know, so I have to look at it like this. How many players on that team are the biggest players? In other words, some people, when they look at teams, they can name a whole lot of great players. We have a couple of good defensive players. We have a decent running back, but not great, but decent. We have two decent quarterbacks, which I'm glad he at least got two decent quarterbacks. We haven't had any in a while. The reality is he does a lot with less, and I don't think any other coach could do that. So I'm just getting tired of people complaining about him, because realistically, if he went someplace else, he'll probably do just like the guy on the Chiefs. When he got off the Eagles, he went to the Chiefs. Hell, he can't lose, but he has a great, great quarterback.
Well, he's got other great players there, too. I mean, he's got other Hall of Famers that are...
He does.
Yeah.
He does, but the Chiefs are loaded. You know what I mean? So, and let's look at it like this. I love my Steelers, but I knew they were going to lose against the Ravens because the Ravens is a loaded team. Now, the reality is when we play the Ravens, it's the same team. It's just purple. You know what I mean? That they are two of the same team. When those two teams always get together, they always basically kill each other because they both play the same exact thing. They're both hard hitters. They're both runners. They pass a little, but now let's look at the team though. Ravens still is a heavy loaded team. So I didn't expect Steelers to win because yes, unfortunately they were in a 5-game slide, but I'm sorry. I'm a true Steelers fan and I'm true Steelers for life, and I will not beat up Tomlin. I'll take Tomlin any day because there's a lot of coaches that can't do what he does with less. Sorry.
No, I appreciate your input, and you make a good point about the draft. The fact is they're not generally sitting in a spot where they're drafting some of the best. Now, there is value to find in the draft at every level and every pick, but, I mean, think about one of the most impactful moves made, Minkah Fitzpatrick, going back a few years. I mean, that was in a trade with Miami, yeah. Right? And the Miami Dolphins were getting rid of pieces, and... I mean, they have kept their own stars around. The issue, of course, is quarterback. And if you're not, they've tried to sign a few different guys during free agency. They tried with Kenny Pickett, but it hasn't worked. I mean, they're not the only team. The Broncos just went 9 years post Peyton Manning until they got to Bo Nix, and how many different quarterbacks they tried. So it is tough to be stuck in QB purgatory. That obviously really changes the direction of a team and a coach, of course. Jerome, thank you so much for your insight.
Oh, one more thing. We do have, unfortunately, a wide receiver that's a cancer. He's got to go.
Yeah, George is rough. He's disgruntled.
He's rough. He's a problem child, and he's a cancer. Mm. So my reality is, but look what he does with cancers. He still keeps it at bay. He still tries to get him to do, but he's a crybaby. He's got to go. So once you get rid of him, too, that's going to be a better thing. So, hey, but he protects his players. He tries, even if they get on his nerves, he tries.
He does do
but
that.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. I'm really glad, but I just wanted to take it for him because I'm so tired of true Steeler fans beating up the coach all the time. That's just getting old.
I like it. Swimming upstream, Jerome. That's my kind of thing. Let's be contrarians.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerome. 855-212-4227. We've got a bunch of people who want to weigh in on Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin. And yeah, I do think that there are some great points all around. I'm still waiting. I've heard Ben Johnson, but honestly, I don't think he would pick Pittsburgh if they don't have a quarterback question answered first. If you're Ben Johnson and you can go work with a young QB somewhere else, why would you pick Pittsburgh, who doesn't have a quarterback? I mean, that's the challenge. And yeah, they've not been able to advance in the playoffs the last few years, not since the end of Roethlisberger's tenure, right? Like that's been the issue, and they're still making the playoffs. So I like the perspective that Jerome gave us. So my question is, fine, you move on from Mike Tomlin. Well, then who? There's only so many experienced coaches with winning track records that are available. Ben Johnson's not one of those. Are you willing to start fresh with a guy who doesn't have any coaching experience? And I'm not telling you he can't do it. Okay, I'm not telling you that. But think about what happened with Jerod Mayo. They thought he was ready. They made him the heir apparent, and it did not work. Think about a lot of guys who start out without any coaching experience, maybe coordinators, they get thrust into jobs. Dan Quinn, he's doing a lot better in his first year and his second job. Sometimes there's a learning curve, so you got to be careful what you wish for. Just asking, if not Tomlin, then who? So we'll get back to your calls, because I do love the input and love the various perspectives. 855-212-4227. It's our Hump Show After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He takes a snap, he takes a knee, and that will do it. The Ravens defeat the Steelers in wild card fashion, 28-14, and the Ravens advance to the divisional playoff round next weekend.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jerry Sandusky on Ravens Radio. Yeah, it's Bills and Ravens this weekend. Should be a doozy. Final game of the four-game set, so it's Sunday afternoon. So it's set to start at 6:30. I guess it's more like evening. 6:30 Eastern time, 3:30 Pacific. And yeah, the Steelers on the outside looking in again. So if not Mike Tomlin, then who? Also, you got a few minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's on our show Twix at Amy After Hours or on our Facebook page. Let's go back to our phones. 855-212-4227. Joe is in Pittsburgh. What do you think, Joe?
I think it's just that about the Steeler Nation. Mm-hmm. It's just getting stale. That's all with Tomlin and everything.
Okay.
And as far as a coach, I sort of, you'll probably think I'm crazy, but I say go with the young blood. I say go with the Notre Dame coach.
Marcus Freeman.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Now, I hadn't heard, of course, he's a hot commodity right now because of the Irish in the national championship game, but I hadn't heard that he was interested in moving to the NFL ranks. But at the same time, I think he's 39, right? There are a bunch of guys who are in their 30s that have taken over programs and have had a modicum of success, or in Sean McVay's case, success right away. Was it Mike McDonald, right, in Seattle, who was the youngest coach when he took over last year? So that has been a trend. He certainly is a guy that a lot of people think highly of now, but I don't know if he's interested in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying if he's the answer, because he is pretty young, but like I said, go with the young blood, and hopefully he could, because I said he likes to take chances and everything. He might shake some things up, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, Ben Johnson likes to do that too, while we're talking about taking chances, right? That's the philosophy with the Lions, is going for it on fourth down and being as aggressive as possible to keep the ball away from your opponents. All right, so you think just stale, a fresh voice is required?
Yes, that's all.
Okay. Okay. You're not ripping Tomlin, just believing that it might be time to move on.
Yeah, that's all. I said I'm not ripping Tomlin. I think he did a fine job and everything. It's just now, after 18 years, I think it's just time. And as far as the other quarterback for the Steelers, he could be like the quarterback for Baltimore. You know, maybe with a little more time and more development, he might become a good passer. Just like Jackson, because he wasn't the greatest passer in the beginning either. It took him a couple of years, and now he's a pretty fine passer.
Well, how long do you wait? Because there's a fair sample size, right? I mean,
maybe in Pittsburgh, I'd maybe 2 years.
Okay.
You know, because Chicago, I don't think he was with the greatest organization or with a good team.
Okay. I mean, that's true. That's true. You could say the same thing about the Steelers wide receiver core. I mean, they have George Pickens, he certainly is talented, but there aren't a lot of other top options. But I think in the case of Justin, the challenge was more about reading defenses, right? And being able to make the throws when required. He's a great athlete. He's really explosive. But can he be a complete QB?
Yeah, that's what I said. With more time and maybe just a little more development, maybe 2 more years, and hopefully he could, figure it out. And that's another thing, now that you brought that up, I just don't understand what's going on with the Pittsburgh's receivers. I mean, we had three problem childs there. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on there. Somehow we got to get that corrected, too.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges. I mean, last year was the offensive line. They finally were able to find some stability there, and the run game was better. But, yeah, quarterback continues to be an obstacle and I think to be a problem. Joe, thanks so much for your phone call in Pittsburgh. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Stewie is in Ontario and wants to weigh in on Mike Tomlin. Stewie, welcome. I don't know what's going on, Pete. Hi, Stewie. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks. Yeah, glad you got through. So, diehard Steeler fan all my life. Met a lot of players, watched a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin, not going to rip on him, but again, I agree with the last caller. Maybe he's stale, but again, who do you bring in? Problem. And then, like, Justin Fields, like, if they can't sign Russell Wilson to big money. He's too small of a quarterback. He can't see over the offensive line. That's why he can't throw the ball, except for the, what do you call it, the air ball, or whatever he throws.
I like so, it, the air ball.
Yeah. If you bring in another quarterback, who's that guy to bring in? But even this year when they started Justin Fields, like, out of Ohio State, yeah, he's like a slash quarterback, the old slash. Teach him to read a defense if you can. Give him 2 years and see if he's the guy, because the next two draft years for quarterbacks isn't the greatest, I'll say, coming out of college compared to what we've seen in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So give him a chance. And if he can throw over the middle, they never let him throw over the middle in the games that he played this year. They're all down and outs. And I think they got to change up their defensive schemes. I think they got to change up their coordinator. And you know what? Yeah, maybe Tomlin is stale, but again, who do you bring in?
Yeah, that's the big question. Is at this point, especially, the Cowboys are dealing with it too, right? They waited until a week after the cycle began. Not that you can't still get interviews, but for instance, Mike Vrabel no longer available, and he certainly would have been one of the top options, but a lot of the interviews have already been done. And I think in the case of the Steelers, because they are such an incredible franchise with the stability and the support they have for their team and their coaches, some of these guys would certainly be willing to consider the Steelers, even though it's later in the process. But I just don't know if you're looking for a winning coach who can step in and who can make an immediate impact over and above Tomlin. I'm just not sure who it is without the roster getting its upgrades.
I agree. And one other thing, you know, crazy thinking, but if they're gonna blow this up, unfortunately now's the time to, you know, maybe, and I'd hate to see it go because I know Watt loves being a Steeler.
They deserve
to win a Super Bowl, but they won't leave. But if you do blow it up, they have to do a massive blow up to get draft capital, a lot of draft capital. Because even like they got what's his name playing the right side of the line, Broderick Jones. He's a natural left side guy. So right there, I'm saying if you're gonna blow it up big.
Oh, man. See, I couldn't disagree with that more. He's a cornerstone piece. And can you imagine if you're Steelers Nation, all of a sudden you just trade away TJ Watt? That's what bad teams do. They've made the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 years. I get it. It's not been the results. You know, they've been wild cards. They've been on the road. Going back to that 2020 game, of course, when the Browns, who knows how they pulled that out of their butts. But, I mean, this is... Yeah, I don't know. This is, to me, this is not the end of the road. This is not the time to rebuild. They've got quality pieces, and TJ Watt's at the top of the list. I just can't imagine blowing it up from here after another season of double-figure wins. Without a quarterback, mind you.
Without a quarterback, but a lot of their wins came against what teams and who they lose to. Right? Except for losing to Indy and Dallas.
Yeah, they lost to playoff teams.
Yeah.
Other than the Bengals. So, right.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see. I don't think they'd ever do that. But, like, are they going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? If I'm a realist, they need a franchise quarterback.
Right. So you don't know that until they have a quarterback.
That's right.
All right, so, Stewie. Good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
One last thing, Amy.
Yeah.
Again, they keep winning and making the playoffs. They're all drafted in 21, 22 spot.
Right. Yep. That's so the challenge.
To find a franchise quarterback. Unless you get lucky and you get a guy like New England got, or you get a guy like, I think that, what's his, Bo Nix out of Denver is going to be very special.
Mm-hmm.
But again, yeah, I won't take up any more of your time. Appreciate getting through to talk to you. I love the show.
Thank you.
Canada loves you guys.
Oh.
And guess what?
Eek.
Your president coming in better love us.
All right. No politics. No politics on the show. I can't speak for him. But thank you, Stewie. It's good to talk to you. 855-212-4227. Now, normally we would do Ask Amy Anything here, but since we have loaded phones, it's kind of a good conversation, Pete. What do you think? Do we push it to next hour?
Do it in the last hour, yeah.
Okay, let's do that instead. So we'll move Ask Amy Anything to the next hour just because I like that this is a healthy discussion over Mike Tomlin. Also, the couple of people who pointed out that you're drafting so late, meaning that you don't have access to the game-changing quarterbacks, or at least the ones that are considered can't miss. I mean, it doesn't always work out that way. Trevor Lawrence was the presumptive number one overall pick for 3 years before he ever got there. Caleb Williams, couple of years too. It doesn't always work out that way because you're getting drafted by bad teams. However, the challenge, think about it. The Patriots, after they started winning, they were drafting last in the first round. And Mike Tomlin didn't even like first round draft picks. He was allergic to them. He would trade out and he'd stockpile a bunch of later picks to find value and also to find versatile players that he felt like he could work with. So that makes the Patriots' dominance even more impressive. Chiefs, same thing. I mean, they find people. Yes, they make draft picks, and they make quality draft picks with that scouting department and Brett Veach, but they also bring people in. And once you start winning, free agents want to play for you. I do think free agents want to play for Mike Tomlin. That's another draw. We know that's something that's mentioned by a bunch of free agents when they join the Steelers, Russell Wilson being one of the more recent, how badly he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. So there's also that draw. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. And then our Facebook page too. We are adjusting here on the Hump Show. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Pete McCarthy, not related to Mike McCarthy.
Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash.
Well, this report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin has heard the rumors. He was asked what his message is to an NFL team hoping to trade for him.
Save your time.
Not looking to go anywhere. The Steelers haven't had a losing season in Tomlin's 18 years as head coach, but they also haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Quarterback change could be coming to Pittsburgh. Tomlin did not commit to free agents to be Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. The Steelers did sign Skylar Thompson to a futures contract on Tuesday. The Texans waive receiver Deontay Johnson ahead of their divisional round meeting in Kansas City. Lions running back David Montgomery was a full participant in a walkthrough practice on Tuesday. The Lions will host the Commanders Saturday night. Montgomery missed the final three regular season games with a right MCL injury. Another star athlete has his home burglarized. This time, it was the Penguins' Evgeny Malkin. Malkin's three Stanley Cup rings are missing, according to KDKA. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, Luka Doncic, and others have had their homes targeted in recent months. NBA, Kyrie Irving returned for the Mavericks after missing five games with a back issue, but Derek Lively, the second, left 4 minutes in with an ankle injury, and the Mavs beaten soundly by the Nuggets, 118-99. Jamal Murray leading the way with 45 points for Denver. The Cavaliers shrugging off a home loss to the Pacers on Sunday. They beat them on the road this time, 127-117. Thunder roll in Philadelphia, 118-102. Bucks top the Kings by 15, a triple-double for Giannis. Pelicans handle the Bulls by 6. Trae Young scoring 43 in the Hawks' win over the Suns. Nets beat the Blazers. College hoops, a pair of top fives fell in SEC play. Number 4, Alabama loses at home to number 21, Ole Miss. And number 5, Florida falls to unranked Missouri in Gainesville. I'm Pete McCarthy.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on X. Our handle is INF Sports Network. That's INF Sports Network on X.
We don't have a quarterback under contract, and so we got some major discussions there. It was a really good experience with the three quarterbacks that were on our roster this year, individually and collectively. We certainly are open to considering those guys, but there's a lot of work ahead of us. And the major work, obviously, starts first and foremost with just understanding what our options are, what the field looks like in terms of free agency, what the draft pool looks like, and then beginning the process in terms of decision-making based on, you know, known variables. And so, you know, Omar and I have got a half a day carved out here this week just to begin that component of the discussion.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's like a rite of passage the last few seasons when the Steelers bow out, and in this case, they bowed out with quite the blaze. Well, they flamed out, I should say. It was not pretty the last five games, and a couple of times running into the Ravens, losing their grip on the AFC North, and the offense just fizzling. But I will say, to play devil's advocate, as you hear Mike Tomlin talk about the quarterback situation, you think about the other teams that have gone through this painful quarterback cycle. It's a plug and play. Maybe it's a draft and it's a burn. Instead of crash and burn, it's draft and burn. The Broncos, and I'll use this as an example because they finally got back to the playoffs after 9 years out and didn't have a winning record over that time. They tried a dozen different quarterbacks post Peyton Manning, several per season. Think about the Panthers and the number of quarterbacks they've tried since David Tepper took over. And Bryce Young, there's some hope there, but I'm not sure everyone's convinced he's the guy moving forward. How about the number of quarterbacks the Colts have tried since Andrew Luck? Or the number of quarterbacks the Raiders have tried, even just the last couple of years since Derek Carr? Well, and while we're talking about Derek, how about the Saints, who are now in quarterback purgatory since Drew Brees retired? The Patriots, another example. They finally find Drake May, but they tried a bunch of other guys, whether veterans or even drafting Mac Jones in the top 15. That didn't work. Why don't we talk about the Giants since Eli Manning retired? Or the Jets forever? The teams that are stuck in quarterback hell, if you will, very often don't even sniff winning records. Whether or not you think the Steelers need to move on and whether you think it's stale and it's time for a fresh voice, all of that can be valid. But honestly, you've got to give him credit for doing what he's done and to the Pittsburgh staff for doing what they've done with what they've got. They have not had a top-flight QB, even going back to the last three seasons that Ben Roethlisberger was still alive. Haha. That Ben Roethlisberger was still active, was still playing. It was a mess at the end when he was healthy. And they did their due diligence with him. They obviously would talk to him every year. He would decide he wanted to play again. And he had earned the right to go out when he wanted to go out. He is a franchise icon. But it left them with a bit of a mess at the end. And they haven't found his replacement yet. And yet they've still won double-figure games and have made the playoffs. Maybe think about it from that perspective. There's a lot of teams out there that don't have quarterbacks who aren't even sniffing the postseason, much less a winning record. 855-212-4227. Brad's in Oregon. Brad, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Wanted to, real quick with the Steeler Nation, if they're satisfied with having a winning record year after year and not getting very far in the playoffs, so they do make the playoffs, then you stick with Tomlin. If you want something different, you need to shake the whole thing up and get in new blood in there, whether it's a college coach or whether it's another coach that's out there, a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, but you need to shake it up. Otherwise, you stay with what you've got. I'm a huge 49er fan. And it's time for us to move on from
what?
Shanahan. We need to shake up everything there. Whoever made the call to play McCarthy in that Buffalo snow game McCaffrey, I mean, that was a terrible call. Now you lose him for who knows how long with the hamstring and how bad it is. I think it's time that they clean house with the 49ers, and I'm going to throw something out there that probably nobody's thought of or whatever. I'd be more than happy to see him get Mike McCarthy and for Mike McCarthy to get Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams to come play there for a couple years and move on from there.
Wow.
Thanks for taking my call, Amy.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate that. I didn't expect that this would devolve into let's fire Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he's wow. 1 year removed from the not even a full calendar year removed from a Super Bowl appearance.
And to not only move away from him, he said get Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers
and I thought
Devontae
he said Devontae Adams.
Adams
too, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why fans are fans and GMs are GMs.
Well, and in Kyle Shanahan's case, he is actually the guy who makes all the last decisions, right? But just as a side note, too, I don't think there's any way you could have kept Christian McCaffrey off the field. There is no way. He wanted to play so badly that CMC. He wasn't going to play if he was healthy, regardless of what the field conditions look like.
See, I thought he was going to say trade Tomlin for
Shanahan. Louis is in Palm Springs. Louis, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I call Amy.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I just want to say I'm not a Steelers fan, first of all, but like you guys are saying, after 18 seasons of non-losing season for the Steelers, it's kind of crazy how the fans are kind of like turning on Mike Tomlin. Me as a Rams fan, you know, after one season of the Rams not making it to the playoffs, obviously everybody's calling for Sean McVay to get fired. But
wait, did you say Sean McVay?
Oh yeah. Oh, there's on Twitter. Everybody's like, oh, Sean McVay needs to be gone. He needs to stop calling the offensive plays. It's a lot of talk like that. But if 18 seasons, I don't see how anybody can say Mike Tomlin doesn't deserve that job, but I think that they're just really just one quarterback away from honestly winning or at least getting to the Super Bowl again. They have a really good team. I wish they wouldn't play us in the Super Bowl, but yeah, kind of crazy about the Shanahan, the last caller. Him and McVay and Shanahan both started in 2017, and Shanahan has actually had 4-4 seasons without making the playoffs, and McVay's only lost, not made it one time. So that's it's a lot of GM, it's a lot of the teams, it's a lot of stuff. It's not just the coach. It's
right, of course.
The players, and there's a lot of stuff that factors into it. But if Mike Tomlin does go somewhere else, man, I would love him to join the Rams.
Yeah. I actually think McVay is a terrific coach, and he was just talking about this season how after they started out 1-4 that he realized, you know, had a big team meeting, realized that he needed to be more present and more available with the team, started spending more time with the team. And even though he's been there 8 years, I think they made the playoffs 6 of 8 years now with him and Les Snead. They've won a Super Bowl. I don't think there's any traction for firing him. Remember, he was thinking about retiring a couple years in a row and decided to stay. And actually, the way that defense has played this season, without Aaron Donald and how young they are and the retooling of the offense and the weapons around Matthew Stafford, there's not much left there from that Super Bowl team. But he's managed to keep them relevant, and now they're division winners. So I think Sean McVay's good.
No, yeah, made 2 Super Bowls. I think Jared Goff is like 1 throw away from that Brandon Cooks right there against the Patriots. It's just kind of painful to think about it. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you see the Packers head coach. You see the Bengals head coach. You see the Vikings head coach. They all came from the Rams.
And, Kevin O'Connell obviously has had great success now, too, or did this year until they ran into them. So all those coaches were well prepared when they took over and have had had Sean McVay to thank for it. So I appreciate that, Louie. Thanks for talking in Palm Springs about Sean McVay, not a name that I expected to hear, that people are calling for his ouster, especially since they're still alive in the playoffs, or Kyle Shanahan, who had, gosh, half of his roster injured this season, and yet they still were out there competing every week as hard as they could. I know they didn't do a whole lot there at the bottom of the NFC West, but they're not even a full calendar year removed from being up 10 points on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Wow, fans can be so fickle. You guys are a tough crowd. 1 hour to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.